Rules Committee together. Order, present, we have Representative Johnson, Faircloth, Samuels, Coghill, Harris, and Representative Petula, and I think we're trying to get Representative Guttenberg on the phone. The meeting is going to be about the change to longevity policy for employees, and we have Skip Loba here before us to explain the effects of the motion that we need to make concerning House Bill 417. Skip.
Good morning, Chairman. For the record, my name is Skip Loba. I'm the Human Resource Manager for the Legislative Affairs Agency. What we have before us is a result of the passage of House Bill 417. House Bill 417, we used to have a policy that was the longevity policy, which was based on years of service for steps. Once you passed the F step, there was J step, K step, L step, and M step. It was the amount of time it took to get past each step varied, and like to go from K step to L step, it took 5 years of service. From L step to M step, it took 4 years of service, and then you were frozen at M step. The House Bill 417 did away with that portion of the statute and has basically extended the regular salary schedule by 3.75%, using the same number system, so that it, you know, letter system, range, and step system. So now, to go from L to K is 2 years, or from K to L is two, L to M is two, M to N is two, and just basically 2 years on for all employees. That is in Section H of the Statute of 3927011, which extends on out. Now, there's also a section which states that it will be effective for the legislative branch if the committees responsible for policy over legislative employees adopts that portion of the statute. We are amending our policy that we currently have to conform with that, the letter of the HB 417.
Yeah, and just for the Rules Committee, we do all the hiring of all the staff members and under the signature of the Rules Chairman. So I think that's probably the major portion of this.
That is.
And each committee that has authority to hire people will have to go through the same process. So I think we have Representative Guttenberg online with us.
Representative Guttenberg. I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm watching you streaming.
All right. And and you heard
screaming, did you say?
Screaming.
Not yet.
Speak more clearly there, Mr. Guttenberg. Anyway, any questions from any of the committee members at this point? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The chart that was provided us, Skip, it goes F and then jumps to J. I'm just wondering, that is just, there should be dots between it. There is, in fact, steps in between that.
Through the chair, Rep. Sam Johnson. No, actually, the salary schedule, when they set up the old longevity, they skipped some steps. Our salary schedule actually goes A through F, and then it skips some, starts up again at J, and then will, effective July 1 of 08, if we adopt this, it'll go on out to Z, but it could go, it's basically just 2%. 3.75% increase every 2 years.
But there is nothing between F and J?
No, there isn't.
So, Mr. Chairman, so Skip, then, if a person worked for the state, how long would it take them to get to what is at before this? What was the maximum M or whatever step? What was the? How long would they have to work for the state?
Through the chair, Representative Harris, roughly I think 21 years.
Okay, and then so if they ended up working for the state for say 35 years, then they would get bumped up. How much did you say? 3.5%, 2.5%?
Yeah, 3.75% each 2 years.
Pat. Each 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they worked an additional 10 years, then they would get bumped up 15%, and would that be? That would be. Is that 3.5% based upon their new salary? Is that 3.5% of their new salary?
It's based on the salary schedules that are adopted. You've seen the salary schedule on 3927011, the one that always goes through with the bills. It's based on that. So if that whole, if their salary schedule increases, that would be a separate from the step increase.
And just one more question, if I can. The chairman mentioned about other committees. What other committees do we have that hire people?
There's two, through the chair, Representative Harris, there's two distinct hiring authorizations. One is 2410-200, which is the, I think that one's the House and House and Senate employees, which are hired by the Rules Committee during the session, and presiding officers during the interim. However, the Rules Committee is the one who makes the rules for both those sets of employees. So that's all hired under 2410-200. Now, there's also another set of employees hired under 2410-210, and those are the permanent interim committee employees, which would also include the Legislative Finance Division, Legislative Affairs Agency employees, and budget and audit employees, those kind of ones, as well as permanent interim committees would be things like Legislative Council. They currently have an employee. Joint Armed Services doesn't currently have an employee, but there's kind of, I think, some money in the budget for that, as well as Administrative Reg Review currently has one employee. Ethics Committee has an employee, actually, and a part-time employee as well. But those are just one or two. The bulk of the employees, when it comes to the staff positions, the political positions, are hired under AS 2410-200, which is under the Rules Committee, as Representative Coghill earlier alluded to.
So all these different committees that are listed here in this memorandum that Reneva so kindly gave me would be affected, and they all have to take action?
That is to one extent or the other, as I say, Representative Harris, currently there's no one on Joint Armed Services, so they'll just need to take action prior to such time as.
Chris Nelson was working for them, wasn't he?
That is correct.
But he's not an employee.
Representative Samuel.
Thank you. Joint Armed Services had a meeting, I believe, on this subject 2 days ago. We took a break from the presentations, and LBNA and Ledge Council are going to go back-to-back in Anchorage. As soon as they're done, we'll have the same exact hearing and take a vote with our committee. Same thing.
Further questions? Representative Samuel, you want to make a motion?
I move, Mr. Chairman, that the House Rules Committee adopt the printed Senate and House longevity policy effective July 1st, 2008.
And we have, is there any objection, first of all? And no objection. I think, I don't know the, what's the legal status of voting online at this point?
You don't vote online.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But there's no objection to those. Sitting at the table. So with that, we'll adopt the policy as outlined here that Skiff has brought before us. And with that, you guys want any more work to do? We will adjourn this Rules Committee.